and unseen powers join.
I will overcome someday. This is Mark Steiner, and that's Carolyn Disneau Zamaret. And we're playing that song today because it was written by a man named Charles Albert Tinley, who was born on this day in Berlin, Maryland. People often don't know who this man was. But Charles Albert Tinley wrote this song, I'll Overcome Someday. He was called the Prince of Preachers. He was born to a slave, a human being that was enslaved, his father, and a woman who was free in Berlin, Maryland, in 1851 on this day. And he always said, he always got in trouble as a young man in Eastern Shore before he moved to Philadelphia because he said, I'm not a slave. I live free, even as a very young man. But he went to Philadelphia completely illiterate, not knowing a thing, went to a local synagogue and said, will you teach me Hebrew? They taught him Hebrew. He learned Greek. He learned Latin. He learned how to read and write the English language. He became a real thinker and deep thinker, educated himself completely, and that forced the Methodist Episcopal Church to give him to allow him to become a minister because he had the highest grades in their test, even though he never spent a day in school. He was given later a PhD, an honorary doctor here at Morgan, before he died. He was given one by Bennett College as well. When The Birth of the Nation came out in Philadelphia, Charles Albert Tinley led demonstrations against that, was beaten severely with others as they had protested the movie Birth of a Nation back in 1914 in Philadelphia. But this song he wrote two songs. He wrote a lot of songs, many gospel hits that are sung today, but I'll talk about two of them. One, he wrote the song Stand By Me, which everybody has done, which we'll later on the program. It's been reprised by almost everybody. But this song he wrote, I'll Overcome Someday, it became We Shall Overcome. The tobacco farmers in North Carolina used to sing this song. They brought it to Highlander School in North Carolina, which was a radical left-wing place, and some of the great civil rights workers and leaders of our time studied there and worked there. And Pete Seeger was there and heard this song, and he started to rewrite some of the lyrics, and it became We Shall Overcome. So the roots of We Shall Overcome are in Charles Albert Tinley's, not the roots, that is his song, I'll Overcome Someday, because he wrote it as a gospel piece, but also as a protest song, a standing-up song against oppression in America. So we honor today Charles Albert Tinley on this day of his birth, July the 7th, 1851, a great American Methodist minister, civil rights leader, and gospel music composer. So what you heard was one of the original versions of his song, I'll Overcome Someday, and was really a song about overcoming the oppression in America. So we honor him today. This begins our day in history on this July the 7th. So let me continue our day in history this July the 7th. We'll hear more about that later in the program. This is Saba Saba Day in Tanzania. Saba Saba Day celebrates the founding of the Tanganyika African National Union by Julius Nyerere, the great African leader whose aim was to create a social state with equality for workers and peasants, built on the principles of East Africa and African principles. And they celebrate this day in Tanzania known as Saba Saba Day. There's another interesting day many people don't realize, a Japanese day that came out of Taoist culture. On this day, it's called Tanabata Day. And this is a day that's supposed to, when the stars on opposite sides of the Milky Way, the Altar and Vega, come together, lovers separated by the Milky Way, as they say. And on this is a day of great fortune. And if you have a piece of paper and find a piece of body of moving water, like here at Morgan State University, and at night you take lighted pieces of paper with candles and throw them in the water, let them float down the river, and brings you luck and happiness for time after on the lunar solar calendar. This is the day in 1456, the day after they burned her to death, they had a nullification trial that said Joan of Arc was innocent. A little late for Joan. And then in 1753, this was the Jewish Naturalization Act passed by the British Parliament. Jews were finally allowed to become citizens of Britain after several hundred years of being banned from the country and banned from citizenship and the demonstrations against Jews that happened on this day. And this day in 1801, Toussaint Louverture puts forth the new constitution declaring Haitian independence. Of course, the French said no, and he had his army of formerly enslaved people, and they were allowed to finally proclaim independence on January the 1st, 1803. But on this day marked a day that Toussaint Louverture put forth a new constitution saying that Haiti was independent. On this day in 1863 was the first draft of U.S. military draft that people could get out of if they had $100, which is a lot of money back in those days. In 1892, you know, we often think of Philippines being liberated by the U.S., but it was actually liberated by themselves. The Katipunan was the name of the revolutionary group that began in 1892 that freed the Philippines from Spanish rule. On this day in 1903, some people know the name Mother Jones. She was a great labor leader in American history. And she had the March of the Mill Children on this day in 1903. March of the Mill Children. They marched from Philadelphia to Oyster Bay on Long Island in New York to the home, the summer home of Teddy Roosevelt, demanding that they have better working conditions for children and demanding a 55-hour work week for children on this day in 1903. For children. And if you opened a loaf of bread this morning and it was already sliced, well, this was the first day in 1928 that the first loaf of sliced bread was sold by a baking company in Chillicothe, Missouri. On this day, for the first day, people started getting lazy, couldn't cut their own bread. So they gave them their own sliced bread on this day in 1928. In 1930, Arthur Conan Doyle died. He wrote Sherlock Holmes. One thing you don't know about Arthur Conan Doyle, though most people don't, is that he was a campaigner for African equal rights, that he fought against Leopold in Belgium for the rights and suffrage of people in the Congo Free State. He was a known social evangelist and change, believed in that kind of change, a Scottish novelist who died on this day. And on this day, Sandra Day O'Connor was nominated to the Supreme Court by Ronald Reagan in 1981. On this day in 1987, Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North, during the Iran-Contra hearings, which he was later found guilty of, pled his innocence, saying, "Never carried out a single act, not one," said he. On this day in 1991, Winnie Mandela had all the bans and restrictions lifted on her in 1991 by the South African government. Of course, she'd been banned and forced to live in Soweto and then forced to live in the Orange Free State, an even smaller place. Spent a lot of time in prison while her husband was in jail. And on this day, the government lifted the ban on Winnie Mandela in 1991. And there's a whole lot more to this day in history, but we'll get to all that during the course of our conversation, most of the great music that happened on this day. But you can also go to steinershow.org and see what else happened on this day in history. Just go to steinershow.org. We'll be right back with the panelists. Don't go away.